Food Matters with Aisling Larkin on Daisha Today.
With property partners Phelan Hertridge. Results that move you. Click propertypartnerswaterford.ie.
0833 33 975. Hooray, hooray, hooray. Aisling Larkin is in studio. Hello, Aisling.
Hello.
We have to try and sound all happy and chirpy today because the weather is so feckin' bad.
It is.
Shocking. It is shite.
And I feel like I come in and I complain about the weather. It's like my weekly moan about the weather, but flip me, it's hard. It's hard. Like, the summer is hard when it's like this. I just feel like it's been, it's the kids. Like, it is, I feel like their little childhood has been stolen from them because of it, you know?
Just talking to a certain lady this morning, it's just saying the children are asking her, when's the summer going to start, Mammy?
But that's it. That's it. And it's like, do you send them to camp? Do you not send them to camp? We planned on doing little day trips. And I'm saying to them, why am I bringing you on day trips? On days like this, we'll be just, and I know you have to just put on the coat and get out and live a life as well. I do appreciate that.
Yeah.
But God almighty, we're meant to be sitting out late evening, sitting on the garden furniture till 8 and 9 o'clock at night.
I know. And then the summer camps and the cost you'd pay for a summer camp, and you don't get the money back if it's rained off.
No, but look,
so
I feel
there's some summer camps this morning. I was just looking, some GA camps have been called off, and the children, oh, they're just going, and you know, and the parents are going, I paid €120 for this or whatever it is.
I know. And look, particularly when you're working, because I'm trying to work through it as well, and that does make it difficult. But no, look, my heart goes out to the people who run the camps. They put so much effort into getting them set up and running them. They can't control the weather. So I look, there's no, you know, God love them.
Can
it's very
GA
hard.
Can the GA not control the weather? I thought the GA can control,
everything.
Like, what are the guards doing about the weather? Seriously, the guards need to sort out. What is RTE doing about the weather?
Well, I mean, yeah, like, they can sort everything out.
We have to blame RTE and the guards for everything.
The government.
And then the church.
Absolutely.
Blame the whole lot.
Bring them all in.
Bring it all back in. There you go. Jennifer's even laughing out there. Fair play to you, Jennifer. Because, you know what we're talking about this morning? The weather is going to get better later this week. Oh my goodness. People are going to go out and have picnics. So we're going to talk about picnics.
We are the eternal optimists, aren't we? And like, that is it. I don't give up. I do believe the summer is coming. And I did see a headline this morning that said August is going to be a scorcher. So that is my final thread is hanging on to
Scorchio August. Yeah. There we go. Okay. So picnics, you start off this little diatribe that you've sent to me saying picnics is a mindset.
Yeah. I love a picnic. Like, I love a picnic more than I love most things. I would take a picnic over like a Michelin star restaurant for you. I love picnics. I love being out in nature. I love the casual, relaxed nature of them. I love the simplicity of the food. But you can do a picnic really well. Simplicity doesn't mean no effort. It doesn't mean no flavour.
Okay.
But it's done well.
So if you said picnic to me, straight away I would think, I'll go back to my childhood days and I'll think sliced white bread with a bit of butter in it and a pack of potato, and you'd sit down in the sand and you'd put the potato into the bread and that'd be your picnic.
But she'd be happy out because she'd be out in the sun. There was sun back then, you see, Damien. That was the difference. I know. Look,
there's more to a picnic than a potato sandwich.
You know what? There's the functional picnic, which is when you're going on a hike and you need a bit of nutrition and you need a bit of substance. There's the, let's just keep them on the beach because we're here for the day. Give them the crisp sandwiches and the sand in between and let it happen. But there can also be the slightly more what I like to call the money no object, Hyde Park, beautiful looks kind of picnic. So I look, the reason I'm here, I suppose, is to give people a little bit of inspiration for those lovely things as to what you can do around those picnics.
And you've divided very cleverly up in terms of the types of picnics. So anybody who's thinking of picnics, look at the different places that you might be going and tailor your picnic for that. So we've got beach picnic, garden picnic, camping picnic, tailgating picnic, rainy day indoor picnic. Ah, Janie Macaron.
That's today.
The road trip picnic. What, you're going to try and convince the children, lads, we're going to have a picnic indoors now and it's going to be great and it's like going on holidays.
Exactly.
And the children are looking at you like a cat that you're trying to get out the door in the rain, and the cat's looking at you, please don't kick me out and that will put me out.
Exactly.
You never kick a cat. And then a vineyard picnic. So picnics from around the world.
Yeah.
Where do you want to start?
I think, look, this is the thing. Picnics are done so well around the world. Japan have an absolutely beautiful culture where they have cherry blossom season and they absolutely cherish the season that is cherry blossoms. They sit out under the cherry blossoms. They adore the smell, the beautiful look of them. And I suppose, look, that's what picnics are. It's about appreciating where you are, who you're with, and the nature that comes with them. The Japanese also have this beautiful culture of bento boxes. So bento boxes is It's the equivalent of, I suppose, little bits and bites, pick and mix. And that's what I love about a picnic. Lots of variety, lots of little bits. And the Japanese do that bento style picnic really, really well. So I think that's kind of a top tip to take. Think of lots of little varieties of little nibbly bits that you can dip in and out of. That's what keeps it really, really interesting. If you look at other, I suppose, picnics from around the world, like you've got so many in Finland, they have a huge culture of preserved fish, like pickled herring, pickled eel, all of that. So again, if we take that back to Ireland and think about our culture, like it's mackerel season at the moment. So we have so much mackerel, and be it that it's fresh mackerel, smoked mackerel is absolutely beautiful. Make it into a pâté, take a little 240 gram pack of smoked mackerel, mix it with a tub of creme fraiche, same amount, about 240, tiny bit of black pepper, a little bit of lemon juice. Delicious on toast, on crackers. So again, bring it back. When you're thinking about all these countries, I suppose what they do is they focus on the local and the seasonal. So let's say you're going to Tipperary or you're going to Wexford for a picnic or wherever you're going. God forbid you're leaving the beautiful county of Waterford now, but let's say we will for a few hours. You know, maybe you're going to go Hookhead and get some crab.
Hello
maybe
to all our Wexford and Tipperary people and Kilkenny people listening as well to this.
Maybe it's a jam. You pick up a little preserve. Maybe it's an apple juice that you pick up. Maybe it's a punnet of strawberries. Taste the flavours of where you're going on your picnic. So pack your own food, but taste the lovely little flavours as you go. I think that's really, really nice. I don't recommend we do what the Germans do. They have naked picnics and they suggest sans clothes, where they like to play some frisbee, they like to go for a swim, and in some places it's even encouraged that they have their picnics in the nude.
I'm blessing myself now.
Apologies.
Name of the Father, the Son, the Holy, may the Holy Ghost and the a naked picnic. What would you be doing?
We won't be doing those.
Would you be bringing Frankfurters?
Not in this rain anyway.
No, not for a German picnic.
So right, if we're going to look at picnics, what are my picnic must-haves?
We've moved
must
on
haves?
Very quickly from that now. There,
swiftly.
There you are. Swiftly.
She said,
swiftly. So picnic must-haves. We have basics, we have fancy picnics, we have sandwiches, we have other eats. You've brought in a lovely array of food here. We'll do some on social media on this. So what are we talking about?
You need a flask. Good flask. I've actually had on my Christmas list and I still haven't got one. Stanley's. These Stanley cups are like this massive rage. If you have a teenager between. You know what? I have a very basic flask. I wouldn't even call it a flask. It's a like 500 ml thing. It's rubbish. So I borrow my mother's flask from the 80s if I need a flask. But I need a new flask.
Okay.
I've been have my eye on these beautiful Stanley flasks. I actually saw, is it MC Outdoors in Waterford have them? And they're on sale at the moment. I might treat myself on this rainy
right,
day.
Okay,
a nice
okay.
Flask.
Well, if there's nobody close to you listening to this that doesn't get the message from that.
She needs a flask.
There you go.
A blanket, a beautiful picnic blanket. Denim and Congreve, Foxford have landed. Foxford do the most amazing blankets. If you were to invest in a nice, bougie, lovely one, they're really, really lovely. And it's something that you'll buy, you'll have it forever, and it can pass it down through the generations. It's one of those kind of pieces. You obviously need your cutlery, you need your plastic glasses, your wine glasses, your champagne glasses, whatever you're going to serve. And then I suppose your picnic baskets are beautiful, but you do need a cooler. You need to keep the food cold. So your ice packs, make sure you have those. Make sure everything that you're bringing is kept chilled, because there's quite a romantic notion about having a picnic basket. But if you don't have the little ice blocks or the coolers in there, so I would say get a cooler. It's actually really, what's the name of the company? I can't remember. They're doing new cool boxes, and they're you plug them in, you charge them, and they like chill down by plugging them in and charging them, and then they stay chilled for 8 to 12 hours, and then you can take them off with you. They're really, really cool. A Ninja, that's it. They're coming from the American kind of market, but they're really cool. Well, we move on to some food, some of my absolute essentials for a picnic. I'm going to start with my sausage rolls. Now, go to my website today, have a look at sausage rolls. I have some beautiful sausage rolls. These ones are pork and caramelized onion with a little bit of cheese. So pork mince or sausage meat. You can get your sausage meat, amazing. If you can't, just buy your regular sausages, take the skin off and you can just squish out the meat. Mix it with some of the caramelized onion relish. This is a beautiful Irish one. So nice. It's such a little game changer. And then I grated in some cheddar cheese. And then you buy a roll of puff pastry. So just don't even roll it, don't anything. Just take it out of the package, split it in half, put your mixture down, two halves, fold it over, a little bit of egg wash over the top, and leave them bigger, because sometimes you're eating more pastry than actually filling. And it's nice to have a nice chunky filling sausage roll. So that can replace your sandwich almost. They are absolutely beautiful. They're really, really nice. The other one that I think you can't go without, and it's quite an English influence, I suppose, or British influence, but it's the Scotch egg. Now, I don't make my own Scotch eggs. I did buy the Scotch egg, right? But They're tricky to get right at home. That's the only thing I'd say. But again, if you are buying that sausage meat, it's basically a hard-boiled egg wrapped in sausage meat. You dip it in flour, egg and breadcrumbs, and then you deep fry it. And then traditionally you eat them cold or you can serve them warm. But for a picnic, I would, for food safety, I would serve them cold and bring them with me. But I think they're very classically kind of, you know, Hyde Park posh kind of picnic, aren't they?
They're not very popular in Ireland, if that's the way of putting it. Some people would have them, but I don't know too many people that would have Scotch eggs. In other words, they're quite a cultural phenomenon.
Yes. I love them. They're delicious. If you've never had one,
they are lovely.
Couldn't recommend them enough. They're delicious. Really, really tasty. But yeah, lovely to try, I think, if you've never tried one. Then I moved to the sandwiches. So I've kept this very classic. So I was in London a couple of months back and went into Harrods. You know who I met when I was in Harrods?
Go on.
Princess Eugenie was shopping in Harrods when I was there. Honest to God, stopped me in my little tracks. And I'm not like, am I? I'm like, yeah. It was the whole celeb thing. Like, she's a princess. And there she was in Harrods.
Did she say hello?
No, I stayed away. I left her privacy because she didn't have any like security or anything. Well, not that I could see around her. Maybe she did. She was over at the deli counter in the food hall in Harrods picking up a couple of salads and getting her bits and bobs for dinner.
Lovely.
While I was there, I got inspiration for sandwiches.
And were you looking at what she was buying?
Of course I was. Obsessed. I was too far away though, I couldn't see in properly. But I did see what she was ordering from the counter, yeah.
That happens with celebs. Do people...
Oh, people do to me do all the time. And I'm not a celeb by any stretch.
So you're shopping in one of the supermarkets here or whatever in Dungarvan. And you can see people, that's Aisling Larkin. Yeah.
I once had a man, I was in a big Tesco, and I once had a man wait for me, a gentleman, lovely gentleman, until my shopping was finished and I'd paid at the self-service. I was walking out and he says, "Now there she is, there's Aisling." I said, "Hello, how you doing, how are you?" And he said, "Now, I had a look in your basket there. I see we're doing something with chicken on tomorrow night's 6 o'clock show, are we?" And he had sussed out because I had chicken, I had peanut butter, I had coconut milk. He was like, "Are we doing something with a bit of peanut butter and a chicken?" I said, "We are." And we were doing chicken satay. How well he knew. So yeah, people are very clever. Yeah. So there you go.
And does that bother you, or is it a nice little kind of...
No, it's lovely. I love chatting to people about that stuff. I mean, the more the better. I love chatting to people about that stuff. So no, it's a lovely thing. It's really, really nice. Yeah.
Hasn't happened to me yet. That's probably because my basket is... pretty sparse.
Well, listen, we'll jazz your basket up now. Sandwiches. When I was in Harrods, they had the most fabulous sandwiches. You can't have a picnic without a cucumber sandwich. Cream cheese. So you start with your butter. So your pan loaf of bread, cut your crusts off, butter, cream cheese, and then really, really thinly sliced cucumber. Now, I love the little baby cucumbers to keep this super elegant. So even if you're having a little family occasion and you were doing maybe like a little afternoon tea for might be a baby shower or a, you know, a hen party or something nice like that, cucumber sandwiches, they're beautiful. The one thing we forget to do is season our sandwiches. No matter what sandwich you make, salad sandwich, ham and cheese sandwich, little crack of salt and pepper on your sandwich transforms it. So cream cheese, butter, really thinly sliced cucumber, a little crack of black pepper and Irish sea salt on top. Really lovely. The other sandwich is hard-boiled egg and truffle. Fancy. This was my big Harrods inspiration. Hard-boiled eggs, mix them with a little bit of mayonnaise. Then you can get truffle mayonnaise. A couple of Irish companies are doing truffle mayonnaise. Is it Ballymaloe Foods are doing a truffle mayonnaise? You can get a truffle cracker, like a little grater that you can grate on your own. Or you can get a little truffle oil and dot that in. And then chives. Chives, hard-boiled egg, truffle. Very classic, very, very beautiful. So we've got our sausage rolls, we've got our Scotch eggs, we've got our sandwiches. Then I'm moving on to a couple of dips. Love a little dip, like a hummus, a pesto. This one is a baba ganoush. So baba ganoush is aubergine. So aubergine and tahini, garlic, lemon juice. You roast off your aubergine in the oven, blitz it up. It is beautiful. It's so nice and so tasty.
Can I ever taste it?
Please do. And I just bought a couple little crudités. So your crudités are your baby carrots, your little sugar snap peas, radishes, a little bit of asparagus, a little bit of tender stem broccoli, but really, really nice. Isn't that lovely?
So I've just had a little bit of carrot onto the aubergine and it is just delicious. Now, I actually had aubergine the other day, the first time I've had it in a year. Some people will never have cooked or baked aubergine.
Yeah.
They'll go, "What is that?"
Yeah.
So just describe an aubergine to me.
So it's the purple one. It's the really, really deep purple one. Very traditionally associated with kind of Middle Eastern cookery, Italian cookery. And it's one that we haven't grown up, I think, eating in a lot of houses. And if it's done badly, it's not an enjoyable experience at all. For this specifically, what you're doing is you're roasting it in the oven. So old school, you were told, slice it up or dice it up, sprinkle it with salt, allow it to sit overnight, and that will kind of drain out a lot of the moisture and the water that's in it. And then you get a, because sometimes it can go quite soggy, and it will get kind of a crisper, more roasted, caramelized one when you roast it in the oven. A lot of them now that we get in our supermarkets are bred so that they're a special variety that you almost don't have to do that stage anymore. It doesn't go well in the microwave, as an example. You don't poach it, you don't boil it, you don't steam it. It needs roasting. It needs oil. It needs to be roasted at high heat. You need that caramelization. So for this one, it was done with basically slice it in half, olive oil, sea salt, 45 minutes in the oven at 180, scoop out the flesh into a bowl, mix it with tahini, which is what we use as our sesame seed paste. We use to make our hummus, lemon, garlic. That's it.
Could you do it in an air fryer?
You could. Yes, maybe, you could. Yeah, That's actually a great idea. Yeah, you could. And I just think, look, we rely very heavily on butter and mayonnaise as our two spreads in sandwiches. They're delicious. They add moisture and they're, you know, that creamy element, but they're kind of just saturated fat.
That's all.
If you can swap to something that's more nutrient dense, hummus, chickpeas, fibre, protein, going to keep you fuller for longer. Your baba ganoush, you've got all those phytonutrients in there because of that purple colour, and they're all stored, the nutrients are stored just under the skin. So by scooping out all that flesh, you are still getting them there. So it's a much more nutrient dense way of getting a little bit of kind of extra into your sandwich.
Yeah, and healthier in many respects, as you say, in terms of like every now and then, everything in moderation.
Absolutely.
A little bit of butter is fine, 100%, but that's a really good idea. So if you've never tried an aubergine, go on Aisling's website.
Yes.
And you can find out all about it. They're very simple to do and very, very healthy and tasty. What else have you got there?
We have two more dips. This is beautiful. So again, we're looking for high protein and maybe a little plant-based option. So this is labneh. So labneh is where we take yogurt, Irish yogurt. Try and let's support our Irish yogurt producers. You sit a sieve over a bowl, line it with a clean sheet of like a J-cloth, and you basically sit the yogurt over it all night. What happens is any of the excess water drips out, and then you take that, and what you're left with is this really thick, almost like a cream cheese. So it's beautiful. And then what I made was this Mediterranean dipping oil to go with it. So in a bowl, we've seen it so often we go on holidays, olive oil and balsamic vinegar in a bowl to dip your bread into. So this is olive oil, balsamic vinegar, but into that you add chopped olives and sun-dried tomatoes, if you like them. If you don't, leave them out, but I love them. And then raid your spice rack of all those winter spices that we haven't touched in a couple of months. Dried oregano, dried basil, dried thyme, dried parsley and rosemary. Chuck them in, give it all a mix around. It is beautiful. Finish it with a little bit of sea salt and it's gorgeous for dipping your bread in.
Well, I've just had a little taste of that now and there's a kick at the back of the throat. It is delicious.
It's delicious, isn't
it? That is really lovely.
And you know, if you're having people over and you just want to put out a couple of little nibbles, like the picnic translates into that a little bit. And I just think rather than relying on just the hummus and just the salsa and just the pesto, that dip is that with the Mediterranean oil is beautiful.
Only got 50 seconds left. We also then talk about drinks and jam jar cocktails, AeroPress V60, chilled rosé, bubbles. You've also mentioned as well little treats in terms of jam and Eton mess. And
yeah, I have a beautiful recipe on the website. It's a pistachio and raspberry Bakewell tart. Bakewell tarts are gorgeous. Very kind of old school picnic as well. That if you wanted to bake a new little recipe, it is beautiful. I also just popped up a couple of high protein snacks because during the day we're trying to find them, and particularly on a picnic, if you're doing a big hike or a big walk, high protein cookies and these Biscoff kind of energy balls, they're absolutely beautiful. They're really, really nice. My flapjacks are such a winner with the kids. They're lovely and they're so easy to make. Four ingredients, like anybody from the age of 9 up can easily make those flapjacks.
I love flapjacks. Are you a dry flapjack person?
Yes.
I'm a more moist one.
Are you?
Yeah.
Oh no, crunchy all the way.
Crunchy all the way.
Mine are crunchy.
All the details, give out the details where you can get all these recipes, Aisling.
Yes, aislinglarkin.ie is the website, all the details there, and Instagram, and there's a couple of lovely new video recipes up on Instagram, Aisling_Larkin_, that's
lovely.
Where I am.
Welcome back, you had a nice holiday.
I had a lovely holiday, beautiful break, got the vitamin D, got the sunshine, loads of walks, loads of fresh air, amazing.
And now to get the flask.
Absolutely, off to get the flask today for the old winter summer that we have.
Mammy's listening now, she's saying, yeah, she takes my flask every time. Somebody buy Aisling a flask.
Someone
Aisling,
get me a
thanks
flask.
Very much.
Food Matters with Aisling Larkin on Daisha Today.
With Property Partners Barry Hertridge. Results that move you. Click propertypartnerstremor.ie.